This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Good to have you with us this 22nd of January, or as we have taken to referring to it around here, the 1,780th day of the bull market. The fifth anniversary of the post-Lehman lows just around the corner. That was 6,447 on the Dow, the 9th of March of '09, which means, well, you know what that means, right? Today's lead story, which comes with the caption, "Look Out Below," is by Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith.
For a true correction to happen, the stock market has to drop at least 10%. That would mean the Dow Jones Industrial Average would have to fall 1,600 points. Alec Young is a global equity strategist with S&P Capital IQ. He says, historically speaking, we're about due for a fall.
The S&P 500 has averaged a correction every 18 months, and currently we haven't had one since 2011, so we're about 28 months overdue.
Still, the economy is in uncharted territory, says Max Wolf, chief economist at ZT Wealth.
The rally is long in the tooth, but it is also a unique circumstance on a lot of levels.
Even so, Wolf also expects a correction. He says unemployment is high, economic growth has been slow, and then there's the Federal Reserve. It's been pumping billions into our economy every month for years. It's hard to know what will happen as the Fed slows down that stimulus.
We're about to see over the next 6 months how much of the market's rally was Fed policy and how much of the market's rally is the economy. And that makes everybody nervous, and it should.
But a correction would probably not turn into a crash, says Gary Thayer with Wells Fargo Advisors. He says corporate earnings are strong, and most companies' stock is not overvalued if you look at how much they're taking in.
So we're expecting it would just be a temporary pullback in the market, not a reversal of the trend.
So even if the market's bull run is over, we don't necessarily have to brace for the bears. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.